Penguin Random House Audio presents The Paris Spy by Susan Elia McNeil. Read for you by Susan Duoden. In memory of Noor and Nissa Inayat Khan, January 2nd, 1914 to September 13th, 1944, a Special Operations Executive, SOE agent, sent from Britain to Paris during World War II, and posthumously awarded the George Cross for her courageous service. The German night has swallowed up the country. France is nothing but a silence. She is lost somewhere in the night, with all lights out. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. An open letter to Frenchmen everywhere. No great country was ever saved by good men, because good men will not go to the lengths that may be necessary. Horace Walpole. The Letters of Horace Walpole, Earl of Orford, Volume 9. Prologue. Only a single small sparrow hiding in the high branches of the green chestnut trees dared to pierce the Avenue Foch's eerie silence with her chirps and trills. Even though it was afternoon, there was no traffic on Baron Haussmann's grand neoclassical thoroughfare, which linked the Arc de Triomphe to the Bois de Boulogne. The velo taxis avoided the wide street itself, while pedestrians and bicyclists bypassed its contre-allée, the inner road separated from the boulevard by a ribbon of lawn. There were few cars in Paris, and even the large black Citroëns and Mercedes favoured by the Gestapo seemed to glide silently, as if they too were unwilling to disrupt the quiet. Without traffic, the air...